day at like as much in keeping with our ways and much less in the sort of Western didactic educational fashion. We kept it small, and so we were kind of okay that the campus is a little quieter now, although the medical school is still going. So so there are some health-oriented folks still around.
And
the day is designed as a continuing professional development course, so really directed at people in healthcare that are working in healthcare at the moment. So we know, Jamaica and I do a lot of work in medical education, and designing curriculum and spaces and opportunities to learn about Indigenous health inequities and how to address them. And so, like, I love teaching medical students. I feel every time I teach them, they know more and more each time, right?
Coming up on June 14th, get your friends together for a fun afternoon ride to Signal Brewery in Corbyville to see Juno award-winning, chart-topping indie singer-songwriter Hawksley Workman with support from the Wolves. Tickets are on sale now. Get more information via flyingvconcerts.com and see you at Signal Brewery on June 14th.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Wednesday, June 10th, and you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. On Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water mains. Traffic is reduced to one lane in both directions. At the intersection of Montreal and John Counter Boulevard, construction repairs continue. Collins Bay Road from Highway 33 to Taylor Kidd Boulevard will be closed from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily while the city contractor completes a new top lift of asphalt. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 8:40 to 9:20 this morning and 3:20 to 3:50 this afternoon as part of the school streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pick-up times. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess from Frontenac to Division Street as part of a major reconstruction project. The road closure of University Avenue from Johnson Street to Earl has been extended due to logistical challenges related to removal of service. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space, and long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William and Barry Street at Queen. For today's weather, showers with a risk of thunderstorm, local amounts of 10 to 15 millimeters, a high of 23, humidex 28, UV index 4 or moderate. Showers ending this evening, then mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers tonight. Risk of a thunderstorm in the evening and a low of 17. Coming up at 5, Kingston Pride activities continue through the month of June with the parade and community fair this Saturday. And our Livable Solutions is calling on community lenders, funders, businesses, and residents to help secure the future of Crossroads Village, an innovative housing initiative designed by and for people experiencing homelessness. OLS has until June 30th, 2026 to provide the city with a comprehensive plan, including proof of sufficient operating funding for the program's first 2 years. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
Nothing. What's keeping you here?
You don't belong here. Why don't you just quit?
Because I got no place else to go.
I'ma get my moment in the sun. Lonely, 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 too long. With a ball and chain, I've done my time. Slaving and paying for a heartbreak crime. I wish I didn't know nothing so that I would know what I'm missing right now.
One ear.
Hello.
Hello.
I forgot to turn my other ear on.
Your other ear on.
I got it fixed.
Get that going. Get that going. What's your name?
It's Vinny.
What's your name?
Seth.
Amazing.
Well, that was not nearly as excited as I was.
It's tough to follow up.
I'll bring you up. Don't worry. Let's go.
Let's go. What are we listening to, Vinny?
I don't know.
CFRC, the place to be.
Oh, that's where we are. That's what we're listening to. I guess technically I am listening because I'm listening to you. And you are... CFRC.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Welcome to Indie Morning Wednesday. We're off to a great start so far.
It's a good one.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun show today. We got Vinny the Thrill in the house. We got Seth Hunt in the house.
And we just see the lovely Simone the Moan walking in the door. She now realizes she's been delegated or relegated. She's been stuck in the booth with Vinny.
That's right.
Come on. I got bubblegum and pens.
Excellent. You got us here till 10 o'clock. It's Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Seth is joining us as a special guest yet again.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go.
Absolutely. You got a show at the Broom Factory on Friday.
It's Friday.
So we're gonna spin some Seth tunes later on today. We're going to talk about the Broom Factory show. Mm. We're going to talk about ice cream. We got ice cream in the studio.
Ice cream.
Pretty excited about
Lieutenant
that.
Dan, ice cream.
Yeah, we're going to talk about movies and nonsense and YouTubers taking over Hollywood later on today.
I love it.
It's going to be good. Let's do this. Hey, Simone, how you doing? Oh, wait. Your microphone's
now bring her live.
Okay, there we go.
There it is. How are you doing, Simone?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
It's weird. I never get to stare at you directly in the eyes. Now that you're across from me today.
He talks to her on a regular basis. This is the first time he's admitted that he's never looked her in the eyes. She's talking to her.
I don't look women in the eyes in general, but that's fine.
Last time that got you in jail.
I should probably practice blinking. But we'll do that as the music, you know, goes forth. Let's get to the tunes. We just heard brand new stuff from Theo Lawrence with his cover of Lonely Too Long. And here we go with a new one from the Head Coatees with As the Broken Tree Begins to Fall. Right here. Who's going to take it?
On CFRC.
101.9 FM.
How you doing, Simone?
Good.
Good.
pictures that will be for me. Surprise to you, no surprise to me. To create and forget it all fades away. The things I've done, the person I've been, don't mean a thing. What you wanted, the dreams you had, from the start the taste was bad. As the devil's bell does mostly chime, and the tortured god does truly shine. What did I bring? Something big and something small. I give myself to you all as the broken tree begins to fall.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
I'm a rocker, I'm a roller, I'm a ride out of What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Snow in Central Park's a little boring, baby. The skip rocks off the river where your memory gets hazy. Me, I'm just jaded and overstimulated, I guess. The subway rumbles underneath the city. The hair in your face makes you look kinda pretty. The smell of perfume masks the smell of smog. My friends don't get my mood. All they know is I'm so in love with you. My friends don't get my mood. All they know is I'm so in love with you. Hollywood Hills are getting kinda lonely, and life really sucks when you blow all your money, and everyone's electric and everything's eccentric too. I feel like a lost soul who's leached on to summer. Every day it rains, it feels like a bummer, except for the odd rainy day in June. And my friends are curious how I became delirious to you. My friends don't get my mood. All they know is I'm so in love with you. With you. With you. With you. Don't get my mood. All they know is I'm so in love with you.
Oh yeah. Pretty good, eh?
We're just vibing here.
We're just vibing. Welcome back, everyone. It's CFRC 101.9 FM. It's your indie morning wake-up call. So wake up, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny.
I'm sorry.
I cut you off. He pointed at me.
I pointed at both of you. I wanted to see what would happen.
Oh, you knew what you were doing.
Let's try it again. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Yeah.
I guess I'm Vinny.
Seth.
Seth. We got Seth Hunt in the studio today. Special guest, full house. I'm pretty excited. We just heard Brooklyn by Seth W.J. Hunt. How about that?
It was a good one.
It was a good one.
Great tune.
It was great tune. So in that last set, we had Rocker by AC/DC. We had Shirley Ellis with her classic Soul Time. And we had the Head Coatees with As the Broken Tree Begins to Fall. Sounds pretty, like, ominous.
Yeah. It was a cool song. Yeah, I liked it.
It's not too shabby. Yeah, it's Indie Morning Wake Up. You got us here till 10 o'clock. Like I said, it's a full house. And this time of morning, we like to do a segment where we talk about our lives and what's going on, you know, with us. So we'll turn it over to our special guest.
Who?
Seth Hunt.
Me? All right, cool.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This Friday, show at the Broom Factory, playing with the guys in the back steps behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And then we got the band Wygo and Restless Endangerment. Tickets on sale now.
Totally.
Grab them now because they're almost gone. Other than that, the New York Knicks play in the NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. So I'm hoping that we can clinch at home and move on and just take the rest of the series on what day? Saturday. So that's what's going on in the world of me.
A lot of irons right in the fire for Seth.
That's right. Yeah, it's a good time.
Amazing.
It's a good time.
I'm excited for that Broom Factory show. That's going to be a good time.
It'll be great.
I'm going to go to that for sure.
You know, I've said seen a few good shows there, and we were just talking about it off air, and It's really, it's bizarre how it's just, it's meant for music.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, Simone, we went to a Broom Factory show. Yeah. What was that one? The Juliana?
Ruolingo.
Ruolingo.
I'm not sure.
Juliana Duolingo. That's pretty good. What's going on in your life, Simone? Did you get that piano moved?
No, not yet.
Oh, no. We have to go over to Simone to move a piano.
It's funny. You're going to ask the question, have you moved a piano? And she's looking at you like, I don't know. Have you moved the piano for me, Jeff?
It's a rhetorical question, yeah. I guess. But is anything crazy going on in your life, Simone? Like, we look to you for inspiration.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, had an artist open reception, so that was good.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where was this?
That's at the Tet.
Why did you just say this like it's nothing?
Yeah.
Why was I not informed? So what was that? What did that involve?
Art.
Yeah? Art. You your own pieces.
Yeah.
How many did you do?
Not just two.
Just two?
Yeah.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
And how many other artists were there? Or was it just you?
It wasn't me. It's a group exhibition.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is that going to be there for a while?
It'll be there until...
Tell me. I want to go.
Not very long. Maybe a week or
okay.
so. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
And is there like an overarching theme for this, or is it more just like
it's
have
just
you got
whatever you want.
For? Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Loose.
Excellent.
Nice and loose.
Shoot from the hip. So we got an art show to check out at the Tet Center. Support Simone Limon. And we got a Seth Hunt at the Broom Factory on Friday. Dave, Vinny's. What's going on with you?
Nothing.
The
apparently.
Bar is set so high.
I'm like, I did nothing this week. You know what? I cut my grass finally for the first time. Really first time.
Nice.
It was only like knee high. I forgot I had a black lab wandering back there, but it felt good. It took only like 3 hours. And so I did that. I'm getting ready for, lots of changes coming up in the world of Vinny.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll stay tuned for that.
As long as you keep the nickname, though,
yeah.
You're going to remain the thrill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
And, you know, I heard Seth talking about Nick's or something.
Yep. Something.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I was just actually more thinking, I'm like, man, people still do watch basketball. Listen, it used to be a game, and now it's like a circus performance. And there's like seasons within the seasons. It's like an inception of games because nobody knows what's going on. Anyways, I digress.
You tell me you didn't watch the NBA Cup a couple months ago.
Right. No, it was bad. No.
Time for sports fans, I guess.
Yeah, you got it. But I have been watching a lot of Stanley Cup playoffs, which I'm sure we'll touch on a little later.
Oh,
but
yeah. Absolutely.
I'm getting ready for the summer. I've got some camping trips lined up. I'm going to head up to Ottawa. I was there. I'm there all the time. I had a great taco lunch yesterday, but that's about it. Like, I just casino last night because I'm a gambler.
Oh, man.
I'm a roller.
Get it awkward.
I don't even gamble. Yeah, I don't even gamble. Yeah. I just, like, wanted to gamble. And
cool.
Did
anyways,
you win?
No. Of course I won.
You're winning in life.
Yeah. No, that's it. I'm keeping it easy this week. Might do some hiking. I'm going to go fishing.
Nice.
And I'm going to... Oh, right. I have kids, too. I got to see those guys.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. They're outside in the car. The windows roll down a bit.
Yeah. They've got crackers. They'll be fine.
So we'll do a contest right now. Who's got the best, what's your best summer plan off the top of your head? Like, Vinny, you got a best summer plan right now?
Fishing.
Yeah. Simone, best summer plan right now.
Right now?
Yeah. We're going to see who wins. It's a competition.
I don't know. Feeding birds in Ottawa.
Feeding birds.
Okay.
Seth, best summer plan.
Golf.
I thought you were going to say playing the
Ottawa Blues Fest. But golf is, I'm going for PGA this year. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to prioritize.
We're going to get you that jacket.
I'm ready.
Nice. Excellent.
I also am very excited for Blues Fest.
Blues Fest is going to be good
this
year.
Yeah. I'm going to see my boy Freddie D from the... Yeah, I'm going to see Limp Bizkit.
Okay. That's
great. Limp Bizkit. Yeah, sorry, I was getting deep in there for a second.
That's fair. You're rolling, yeah. That's
exciting. I like it.
Yeah. So, Seth, you're playing at the Blues Fest.
I am. I'm playing on July 17th with Ella Langley and Sheryl Crow.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, wow. We'll be there. Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
I want to see Ella Langley so bad. Seth's fine.
But yeah, I get it, man. That's funny. All my friends have bought tickets. I'm like, thanks for supporting me. Like, we're not supporting you.
We're your CCO crew.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. But that's going to be fantastic. So we just heard in the last set your song, Brooklyn. Tell us a little bit about that before we get back to the tunes.
Yeah, one mic, one take, recorded just in my living room. And all came together pretty quick. I wrote it the night before. Didn't want to lose the idea. Wanted to record it while it was fresh. So just set up a microphone and played it live, just like this, honestly. And then decided to do about four more songs I had kicking around and made a little EP. And it's been getting good good reception. So
yeah,
I'm happy. Yeah,
it's fantastic. So is that normal for you to just like have that inspiration where you just sort of pop something off like really quickly or?
Yeah. I tend to work pretty fast. But like with a lot of the full band songs, I tend to maybe try them live a couple times first to see, like, you know, just fine tuning, see what the crowd likes. If they start to kind of fall asleep during one section of the song, it's like maybe we can cut that. But yeah, a lot of the time I tend to work pretty quickly, just kind of plug in and record. And a lot of the times, you know, I'll have a song and it won't go anywhere. It's just sitting on my phone or on my computer or somewhere. But the ones that make it through are the ones that I tend to write more organically. If I'm kind of pushing it, it never really works out.
Oh, so, fair, yeah. So you know it when you know it.
Exactly, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I listened to it, I listened to it before, but I listened to it again last night, and that whole EP is pretty solid, pretty fantastic. So we're going to hear a few more tracks from that a little later on as we go on with the show.
Awesome.
But we'll get back to the tunes. Next break, we're going to talk about our sponsors at Old Farm Vine Foods.
Old Farm Vine Foods.
Oh, he's on it. We had a harmony going there for a minute.
That was great. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, this is going to be a good show. Let's rock out to some Pez band. This one's called Please Be Somewhere Tonight, right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Loud and
You are lying. I never hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Everything is wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Laid off from my job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it.
Come on. Since my baby parted, come on. I can't get started, come on. I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it.
Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I lay awake thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Come on. Since I've been without you, come on. Steady thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. To you, honey, and you belong to me, so come on.
I wanna see you, baby, come on.
I don't mean maybe, come on. I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you, and you belong to me, come on.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Thank you.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Nice little slow jam right now from Slack Bridges. They played Ottawa Blues Fest last year.
Oh, did they?
They opened for George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic.
Wow.
They all loved right. it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Welcome back.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Hey, Simone. How you doing?
I'm good.
You know, when we said that you had to sit in the booth, you can come out of the booth once. Just hanging out in there.
Yeah.
But it's a fun time. Welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up. It's your Wednesday edition.
Still Wednesday.
Vinny the Thrill in the house.
Hey.
How's Vinny today?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful.
I like your hat.
Thank you.
It's very crispy. I like a crisp hat.
It's good. There are some good hats in the studio today.
We got some good hats.
I wouldn't really count all hats. All hats are not equal today.
Really?
Let's bring a Detroit Lions hat.
Go Lions.
like 6 years ago, it's like Ottawa Senators fans. They just come out of there like, oh, look, we won a game. We won a couple games. I'm a big fan again.
You're going to hate who I cheer for in hockey.
Who's that?
Ottawa Senators.
Oh, see? Exactly. It's like, oh, yeah.
Thank goodness there's a wall dividing you two. Simone, we're going to leave it up to Simone.
Simone, yeah. Who's better, the Lions?
No, who's got the best hat today? Oh, okay. Seriously, though, who's got the best hat, Simone?
Who's got the best hat?
This is the one right here. Is this one? This is the hat.
I don't know. I think we're going to have to go with Vinny the...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yankees win.
Yeah. Nice.
I wish I could bash, but I can't bash the Yankees. It's not good. They're my favorite. Yeah.
It's funny because, growing up, I was a big Yankees fan and a Jays fan. Jays fan are like a 92, 93. I was a kid watching the World Series.
Yeah.
But I also loved Mariano Rivera. I loved Jorge Posada, Andy Pettit. I loved the Jays, the Yankees back then, but I also love the Jays. So, I mean, like, it's like liking the Leafs and the Senators, and you just can't do that. So, I have a Jays hat in the Yankees color, and I have a Yankees hat in the Jays color.
Whoa.
So, okay. I wear the Yankees hat with the Jays color, and I have some friends that are diehard Jays fans. And I hear a lot of grief, and I just like doing it.
You're like I like to cheer for teams that win.
That's why I'm a Leafs fan.
Amazing. Yeah, there it is. Well, welcome back to Indie Wake Up. It's been a fun morning so far. We just heard a brand new song called Drunken Dog by Mamoru Itsu.
My name is... Sorry.
Wait, you're the Drunken Dog?
Oh, yeah. No.
My goodness. We had a brand new one from, I think this is just pronounced O-P-N-Y. It's called Stimulants is the song. Pretty good. We had a classic from Chuck Berry with Come On. Just Come On. We had the Detroit Emeralds with Showtime. And we opened it up with, we had the Bug Club. Brand new stuff out of them called Miss Wales 2012. Tried to open it up with Pez Band.
We actually skipped Pez Band.
Something was going on and it was playing at like triple speed. It's like when you put the wrong mode on the record player. So either way, we had like 2 seconds of Pez Band with Please Be Somewhere Tonight.
Sorry, and what was the song before that?
The Bug Club?
The Bug Club. And so were you part of the Bug Club?
I wish I'm part of the Bug Club.
Yeah, like your creepy crawler machine?
Oh, did you have a creepy crawler machine?
Hang on. Yeah, that's how I found out how old we are.
That's right. See, this is a good tie into our sponsor segment because the creepy crawling machine, that was where you put the goo in the little plastic oven and it makes little plastic bugs.
Perfectly safe.
But basically, that was the little boy version of the Easy Bake Oven. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
The Easy Bake Oven.
But you didn't get anything
edible?
You
didn't get to eat it.
It wasn't edible. Okay.
You could eat it, but it would just make you sick, I guess. But what won't make you sick that you could eat is our sponsor.
Who's our sponsor?
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old
Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, there we go. See, how's that for a segue?
I can hear all my friends doing it, too.
Yeah.
You got it, yeah. Old Farm Fine Foods cooks
here from Ottawa.
We cook everything with a bank of Easy Bake Ovens. There's about 40 of them upstairs in the kitchen. Takes forever. One muffin per oven.
That's right.
But it works. So we've got some good breakfast today.
This is why Jeff works around the clock.
That's right. It takes forever.
By making him make things in an Easy Bake Oven.
That would be awesome. Hipster chic.
How long does it take to make the pizza?
I've started today. It'll be ready in 2 days. Cook at a bit of time.
Aged.
That's right. What have you guys had? Like indulged in the Old Farm pizza lately? They did an apple feta pesto yesterday.
Whoa!
Oh,
that sounds good.
Fantastic. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. It's a different pizza. There's two different pizzas every day, and I never know what they're going to be. The matron of pizza, Aaron, who's up there right now.
Slinging pizzas.
Slinging zaw, man. Slinging zaw, bro.
So let's get this straight.
Let's do it.
If I wanted to be like, man, I want a piece of, like, all meat pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to Old Farm.
Yeah.
And I don't get that. And you throw what one at me with what on it?
Apple. Apple pesto feta.
You would like, that'd be a, like a whoa, what?
It's a woza. It's a whoa pizza. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, like, what is it? What you've eaten it, I'm sure?
Many times.
Yeah, so what do you like about it?
Well, again, the flavors are original. It's stuff that you can't really find anywhere else. I like the surprise of it all. I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of dude. So I like going in and not knowing. Like Fridays especially, because the kitchen's closed on Saturday, Sunday, they've got ingredients they need to use up.
Yeah.
So Friday pizzas are always big.
Mm. It's the mystery pie.
The mystery pie. It's always going to be delicious.
You could probably do like a Chicago style deep dish pizza. Ooh. Of like mystery leftover ingredients for the end of the week.
That'd be cool.
Because kids are into that stuff, man. Yeah. Mystery packs, mystery things.
Mystery. It's all mystery.
Pokemon card pack.
What is it? Is this a glove?
I gotta tell you, I am disappointed with this generation. Old man yelling at clouds moment coming up right here.
Okay,
the kids don't seem to know, and I've railed about this before, ice cream floats. They don't know it. They don't
really
get it.
Oh, no way, bros, eh?
So I got one kid. I'm not going to say his name because he's a child, but he is the son of someone who runs El Gringo Tacos. So he's like, you know, he's a brethren to us all.
Fair.
And he came in and he looked in the ice cream freezer that we have at Old Farm Five Foods.
Old Farm Five Foods. Yeah. Sorry.
And he saw that there was French vanilla. And he's like, can I get an ice cream float on Wednesday? And I'm like, yeah, of course. So I took a bottle of Dad's root beer, put it in the walk-in fridge, put a note on it. Hold this bottle.
For a great artist.
Exactly.
All right.
So I'm excited because our first ice cream float, maybe ever, I'm going to be doing today.
What?
For this kid.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I'm very excited. Okay. So I'm disappointed in the rest of the generation, but I'm hoping this kid can.
I will say, so my 10-year-old daughter randomly came home and wanted to make root beer floats.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing. That was like a couple weeks ago, so I did that. But I don't like. I wanted to do some type of like fancy dish, not fancy dish, but like a proper ice cream dish where you put the float together. But the only thing I had were like Stella glasses. But they looked like little like goblets or whatever, right? So I thought it was great. So I have like this wonderful photo of her just eating a nice root beer float out of a Stella Artois glass.
That's excellent. I mean, so something's going on where kids, I guess, are figuring this out. Simone, you're plugged in with the Gen Alpha.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, of course you are. What are the kids saying these days? Like, you're skibbity toileting all over the place.
What's their riz at?
Yeah. What's up, chat?
What are they saying?
Yeah. Come on.
I don't know. They say 6'7". I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my God. We're going to put Simone on assignment. You have to info. Because you look the youngest out of all of us by far. Sorry, Seth. So you need to, like, do, like, a never-been-kissed situation where you pretend to be a student. You go to these schools.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're like, what's up? What's up, Chad?
I don't know.
What's up, Chad?
Yeah.
Figure it out. I don't know. We'll put Simone on assignment. Either way, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm.
Thank you.
Yes.
We have protocol here. They've got the good ice cream, the core of the dairy right now. We have some flavors out in the lobby that we need to mow down on. We got the French vanillas out there, salty caramel truffle, the moon mist.
Yep.
Just looks like Grimace from McDonald's, like threw up. It's grape, banana, and bubble gum. I think it's less than good, but
I have a question. Do you know the McDonald's characters like Ronald, Grimace, the Hamburglar?
Yeah, the Nugget
Kids. Is that a Canadian thing or was that an international thing?
I think it was international. What do you guys think?
Because my girlfriend's American, and when I said something about looking like something looks like Grimace, she was like, I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, I think that Grimace and the Hamburglar were like stricken from the characters like a while ago.
Okay.
I know that the Hamburglar, they didn't want to like promote stealing for kids.
Okay.
So like, we got to get this guy out of there. But I think Grimace was just too
freaky. He was trouble.
Yeah. There's dead eyes. Yeah, you don't know what he's thinking.
He was not. One time, did a private show for a guy who owns a bunch of McDonald's restaurants.
Oh,
and
really?
We went into his backyard and he had a giant statue of Ronald McDonald.
That's amazing.
It was cool.
Everything
in his house was like McDonald's embroidered, like the glasses, the t-shirts. It was awesome.
I would totally do that.
Oh, it was cool.
Why not?
Getting hired by franchise owners to do private shows. It's awesome.
It was fun.
Was it like a White House visit where there's just platters of burgers everywhere?
I'm not even lying. They gave us like a book and it was, I don't know, maybe like 50 pages thick, but all of them just had it said free meal, free meal, free meal.
Nice.
But this was when I was like 20, 21, 22, maybe. So okay. That was like all like eight. I didn't get sick. Like I was just like, I'm going to eat McDonald's every single day.
Yeah, why not?
It's fantastic.
And it was pretty cool. There's like four people there. It's
yeah. Awesome. So if you guys are listening and you want to book Seth, he will work for burgers.
He will actually do it.
I think that's what the Broom Factory said they're going to pay you on Friday. When you're playing the Broom Factory this Friday.
Yep, yeah, that and filet of fishes.
Yeah, exactly. So we better get back to the tunes. It's 10 minutes to 9, and then after 9, we're going to find some events that are going on this weekend. There's other cool stuff happening this weekend. It's going to be pretty good. And we have ice cream that we have to eat before it melts.
I saw that.
Yeah. We got to get in there.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Vinny.
Seth.
And we're going to get to the tunes. New stuff from Natural Child. This one's called When Terry Was a Hippie. Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Old Farm Five Foods.
Yeah.
Radio was crying out, Ruby too. Reynolds, Roger Moore, Farrah Fawcett, Dom DeLuise, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and the new Kung Fu King, Jackie Chan. The Cannonball Run. It'll put a spark in your plugs and give power to your pistons. Certificate A. Now at 7 West End cinemas and all over London from Sunday.
Welcome to Intermission.